You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money in a loss? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and syndicating throughout several different stations throughout Canada. You can hear us worldwide via cjm.ca.
Mm-hmm. And you can also hear us all throughout the region at 99.1 FM on your radio dial. And of course, for our listeners in Detroit who want to get a hold of us, you can always dial us at 519. Oh, sorry, actually, if you're in Detroit, that you shouldn't be doing that. You should be doing that at 1-855-344-2526. And if you are in the Windsor area, you can reach us at 519-971-3630. It's a little bit of a minor miracle that we're doing the show tonight. As I'm sure a lot of people are aware, there was a little bit of flooding that happened at the CAW Student Center that houses CJM. And luckily, we were able to have repairs done so we could be back on air for this episode, which is very fortunate because there's a lot of material we wanted to get through. We just want to give a huge shout out and thanks to the crew who did all the repairs over at the CAW Student Center. Your work is extremely valuable, and we appreciate getting us back on air in such a timely fashion.
Yes, thank you, and to CJM staff as well. And you know what? We have a real humdinger of a show. Do people say that?
You just did.
I think you're people. Anyways, so we got a lot of new stuff to get to, and we're going to play another set of stuff from the Flying Nun record label. We're going to be playing the new single from Shadow Show. But we're actually going to start off on a bit of a downer note, unfortunately. Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las passed away.
Yeah, that's right. She passed away actually just yesterday. It was publicly announced earlier today. At the age of 75, she passed. Of course, the Shangri-Las are a very popular and very influential girl vocal group that really redefined what a girl group could be, having these very punchy, catchy songs that were not too different from what you would imagine a band like the Ronettes would be able to produce. Mm-hmm. But they really focused on kind of the edgy, the kind of downtrodden figures in their songs, such as I think probably He Gave Me a Great Big Kiss was like a pretty big single of theirs, which I think indicated that. But also, I think Out in the Streets was another indication of where they were. Really, there was just a number of punk and a number of, I think, indie groups that have the direct influence from Shangri-La's, and probably they're best known for their album and their single, which really did focus on that kind of countercultural romanticism with Leader of the Pack.
Yeah, and what an amazing song that is. And if you haven't heard it, you should go listen to it. Now, that was a very big hit when it came out, so we're going to focus on a couple of the lesser-known tracks to start off the show here in tribute to Mary Weiss of the Shangri-La's. And what are we going to hear, Adam?
Yeah, we're going to hear a very appropriate song, Dressed in Black. And then we're going to hear another album cut of theirs, the Dum Dum Diddy, both hailing from 65 when the band was releasing singles and albums seemingly hand over fist. Also in the set, we're going to be playing some brand new music from Dana Gavansky, who actually has a new record coming out this April. It's going to be titled Late Slap. And we're going to be hearing the debut single from that. I'm very excited. How to Feel Uncomfortable. But very excited, though, beyond that, to be playing material from the brand new Pax album. You know, we've been anticipating this for months. I was a huge fan of Pax's previous release, and their new one is in stores now, titled Melt the Honey. From this, we're going to hear two songs, and we're going to hear much, much more on this episode. We're going to hear from Sprints, we're going to hear from The Bug Club, Shadow Show, Ducks Limited, Clark Kent, Rick White, and much, much more.
Dressed in black, he walks alone, a shadow in the night. Each time he walks by my window, can't hold the tears from my eyes. They said he was much too wild for me. They said I didn't know what I was getting myself into. They said a whole lot of things. But there are some things they could never understand. That a girl can tell by the way a boy holds her hand. Or maybe they thought we were too young to be in love this way. I don't care what people say. This girl's love is getting stronger with each passing day.
You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave here with you with Revolution Rock, bringing you some great rock and roll music throughout your Saturday night. In addition to the program, you can also check us out online. That's right, believe it or not, in 2023 we have an online presence with revrock.blogspot.com. There you can check out information about the bands we play and the music that we love. Ending off with a track from the latest release by Sleater-Kinney, who have formed as a duo after Janet, the previous drummer, has left. And even though I didn't much care for that first album they made as a duo, this one I'm really digging a lot more. It has a much more concentrated rock sound. It's titled Little Rope, and from that we heard the ending song of the album, Untidy Creature.
Before that, we had some more music. Actually, this whole set, we should mention, featured primarily female musicians.
Yeah, and female bands. Fronted yeah. groups. And, you know, not through any sort of pre-methodical, like, yeah, pre-planned method. It just kind of happened.
It happened spontaneously and yeah. wonderfully. And we heard a brand new track from Dana Gavinsky, a really great artist. Is that on... Are they on Sub Pop? I can't remember.
I don't remember if this one is, but this is their latest release. Now, it's not out in stores yet, but it will be in April. It's going to drop on the 5th. The album will be titled Late Slap. And this song we heard was called How to Feel Uncomfortable. What a great song, and I really love the production on this track. I did mention it reminded me slightly of Kate LeBond, and I feel like each release Dana does gets a little bit more out there, a little bit more eccentric, and I really love that about her music. This one's shaping up to be fantastic, so look for that coming into stores in April. But what's in stores right now that you can pick up is the latest release from Toronto's PAX. Of course, that's the group that's helmed by Madeline Link, and her last album that she released, Crispy Crunchy Nothing, was just fantastic. It was one of my favorite records of last year. This one might even be better. It's titled Melt the Honey. We've already played a few songs that were released as singles prior to its release, but it is out in stores now. And we heard two songs from that. We heard HFCS, which stands for...
I forget already.
the thing honey, that she kept
honey,
saying.
Honey fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup. But, you know, close enough. That's good. And we also heard the song Missy from that release. And we started things off with a pair of tracks from the Shangri-Las. Mary Weiss, the lead singer, or one of the main singers of the group, passed away at the age of 75. And the Shangri-Las are just one of those groups that had a very hard to encapsulate, I guess you just refer to it as an influence over rock and pop and music.
Yeah, and just, we were talking about this a little bit when the music was playing during the break. It's just something about those 60s, early 60s girls groups, and especially with Shangri-Las. It had this thing, like, clearly it was influenced by the late 50s and doo-wop, but it also had this, like, undescribable thing. It's kind of almost magical.
This very haunting element. Yeah. And I think, you know, whether we're talking about, in this case, the Shangri-Las, or you talk about the Ronettes or the Crystals, there is something very haunting and something oddly sinister with the way the reverb is kicked on the vocals, the way that you have those sort of very spacious sounds. And it's no wonder that you have a lot of filmmakers that use this music to great effect to create very disarming scenes. You know, principal filmmakers that come to mind for me are David Lynch and Martin Scorsese, who use songs by the Shangri-Las to great effect in respective works. But to me, I just think beyond that, beyond the sort of cultural aspect they had, the Shangri-Las were very reminiscent of early punk for me and New Wave, where they just made really punchy, catchy songs that did pay attention to a lot of figures that would normally just be shooed aside and cast to the edge of society's graces. Again, Leader of the Pack being the principal song for that.
Yeah.
This romantic song about loving this boy who is a total bad boy and kind of finding that endearing about him. And there's dark elements to their songs too, like we heard in the one song, Dressed in Black, a very somber, oddly piercing song, seeming completely at odds from the time it was released in 1966.
And a bit of more of an obscure song, because it was the B-side to a single of a cover that they did of the song He Cried.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like, I think it's on, it might be on a compilation, but it's not on a lot of them. Anyways, we started the show with Dressed in Black, and then we heard the Dum Dum Diddy. And that one actually comes from 1965, from the Shangri-La's 65 release.
Mm-hmm. So there was only ever an official double album release from them, with that and, of course, the eponymous Leader of the Pack record. And then after that, a number of compilations, just compiling the songs and singles that the band had released. They have been criminally underrated and neglected, and I think a lot of people have brushed them aside from serious critical consideration simply by the fact that they were a quote-unquote girl group, but the Shangri-Las were fantastic. Hopefully, if you have not heard of them before, this set turns you on to their music, and we just want to pay respects and say rest in peace to Mary Weiss, who did pass away just yesterday at the age of 75.
Yes, and was definitely a leader of the pack.
I see what you did there.
Yes. Wonderful music, if you haven't heard it, and it's just cool because, as you mentioned, what they were talking about then was not being talked about. Kind of subverting the traditional pop subject matter.
Like, exactly. I think that's the best way to put it. Making it sweet, but dealing with unsavory or a little bit on the fringe subject matter.
Yeah.
And with that said, I think they've had a profound influence on a number of groups, but one of those is the group that's going to be starting off the next set, Detroit's own Shadow Show, who will be releasing a brand new record in just a few weeks.
That's right. The new album's going to be called Fantasy Now. We heard a new track last week, and we're going to hear a new single right now this week, Aunt Maisie, which is a really great song. And if the first two singles are any judge of the rest of the album, it's going to be amazing. Although, we've seen them live quite a few times, so they've played a lot of these songs, and we just haven't heard them in the album form. But we should mention they're doing a double album release show. What does that mean? They're playing two nights in Detroit. And highly recommended that you go to one or both of these shows. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be on February 16th and 17th at the UFO Factory in Detroit.
That's right. And so it will be $12 advance, $15 at the door, or you can get $20 for both nights. Sure to be a fantastic time, so make sure to check that out. But we're getting into that music now from Shadow Show after this brief message reminding you what station you're tuned into. Spoiler, it's CJAM.